We continue to pray after we've rededicated America, and this day we're going to pray for families. God established families from Adam and Eve to their offspring, so we come from this family. God shows us the dynamics of relationships through the family unit. We learn how to love and be loved in this arena. We learn why we call our God our Father, why we call those in the body of Christ our brothers and sisters. And so many scriptures talk about families. We also know if the family divides, you fracture many lives. As the National Day of Prayer Force remarked, when the foundation of a family is shaken through tragedy, trauma, or broken trust, the foundation for life is shaken right along with it. Divorces, work and life balance, and lack of loving support can profoundly shape the rest of a person's life, even if the painful event occurred decades before. Christ shared in the sufferings of family troubles while he walked on earth. The leaders of Nazareth rejected him as a son of God, refusing to see him as more than, quote unquote, Joseph's son. Families need our prayers. So, Father, we lift up families in our nation, in our state, in our county, in our city, in our own families. We pray for those that need to choose a spouse, that they would have wisdom, those that are single. We pray for them to be equally yoked together in faith. Grant us humility. And with that humility, bring stability and peace to families. Give husbands and wives the grace to consider each other before themselves. Grant them endurance for single parents or grandparents stepping in as parents. Comfort for families moving forward through grief. Strengthen families who also serve as caretakers for medically fragile family members. Give empty nest parents comfort in transition and the vision to grasp their new role as full-time intercessors for adult kids. Harmony in blended families. Create a means of escape and healing from harmful family dynamics. And we pray that children will honor their fathers and mothers so that they may live long in the land the Lord their God is giving them. That they would listen to counsel and receive instruction so they would be wise later in life. That everyone in the family unit would be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God, you forgave us in Christ. Fathers, we pray for fathers to not provoke their children to anger by the way they treat them. Rather, they would bring them up with discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. We pray blessings, peace, grace upon children, upon family members, extended family members, the whole unit. And we pray, God, that you would bless this group in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would keep it unified, protect it, strengthen it, help them to have fun times together, good memories, healthy memories that bond them together and enable them to be courageous when they go outside the family to do the things that you've called them to do in whatever sphere of influence that you call them. In Jesus' mighty name.